Lori Houston's News for the Heart is dedicated to helping you give a voice to your own soul. Our hearts have the power to free us from pain and the struggles that keep us from awakening to our true essence. Join Lori now as we delve into our heart and soul to find the path that will open us to the possibilities and lead us to the life we love to live.
And good afternoon. This is News for the Heart. And we have Jean Adrian with us today. I always love when you're with us, Jean.
Thank you, Lori. I always love being here.
And if you can find out more information about Jean, if you go to our website, jeanadrian.com, you can also find our combined site. There's now, how many is there now? Nine amazing women? Ten amazing women. In realitiesofcreation.com. So that's realitiesofcreation.com. And so lots of happening. It's starting up. The new teleseminar is going to be starting up in February.
February the 16th.
Woohoo. And I think I'm in February. I am in February.
Yeah. You're the second week.
Yes. Yes. So it's very exciting. I'm looking forward to it because this time I'm going to definitely talk about ways of doing, like give some actual meditation and examples to get into your heart.
Yeah. And I'm going to talk the same thing, ways and examples about getting into your own DNA.
Right. Cool. So it should be a very exciting, one this time. I'm looking forward to it. Okay. So we started the new year with, you know, what are our intentions? And we kind of came up with, you know, the idea of self-love. And so I know that this year, things will really start to shift after March. So I think between now and spring equinox, we really need to, you know, be clear in our intentions. And then everything that comes up that, you know, shows us when we're not in a space of just pure love is just letting us know the journey to self-love. And since I've been, you know, since I've been listening to different people and connecting in with the energy, my words for this year is self-care.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
I had Eric Altman on last week, and actually his show just came up today. And we talked about, you know, he says the biggest problem is just that we're not in our bodies. And, you know, to say self-love, he says, is a little bit of an oxymoron because we are, as beings, we are love. So it's like the biggest problem is that we have like two energy balls. One is around our head and one is outside of our body. And we need to bring those balls down into our body, down, especially the one around our head, down into our heart, the one above, and bring them down so that they actually go down into the earth and ground us completely. And to do that as often as possible, like every time you feel yourself out, you know, or you're in your head too much, or you're worrying or anxious about something, you know, just do that exercise where you bring your energy down and bring it all the way down and into the earth, and you start getting grounded, and you're more present. And therefore, you know, that's when all the changes occur. And we've talked about this many times, but I mean, he sees energy and he sees how people are, you know, sometimes the one that's supposed to be in our heads, not even there. You know, we're just so outside of our bodies that we are just not present. And so That was kind of a neat little exercise because, I mean, that was pretty much our entire show. We did some meditations and things, but, you know, we talked about, you know, presence, being present, and it really kind of triggered some things. So, but also I have noticed that, you know, some of the energies have been kind of wonky, especially this past weekend. Like yesterday was a crazy day.
Oh, yeah.
You know, we're not in Mercury retrograde yet. We're definitely in the shadow of it, but...
Are you sure?
Yeah, I know, right? I'm a little afraid of what Wednesday's going to bring.
Don't go there.
So,
well,
yeah.
Well, usually, you know, I find that I really get the brunt of the energies actually before the things happen, before the new moon, before the solstice, before the full moon, before the eclipse. I start feeling it before, and boy, whew.
Yeah.
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 I have been so sideways with my web designers. It's like, I mean, and you know, they're not in the United States, so they don't necessarily speak the same language I speak. But I mean, we weren't even close.
Really?
And then we couldn't connect with each other
to
straighten it out, you know? So I've been wanting to put a newsletter out since Thursday of last week.
Oh.
And it's still not out.
I see.
And it's about Mercury retrograde. I'm trying to get it out before Mercury retrograde happens. And, you know, so it's causing frustration.
Yeah, I get that. I get that. Yeah.
But there's a lot of this frustrated, pent-up energy flying around, too, that I've noticed with others and with my clients. Really kind of came to a head for me yesterday, but, you know, feels a little bit better today.
Right.
But I did a lot of work on it last night, you know, so heck, I don't know.
I think it's this journey towards self-love. And even though Eric will say, you know, that's an oxymoron, I think that there are too many of us that, you know, I think last year kind of brought to the forefront a lot of different areas that we've, you know, that we've done a lot of work on, and we've been, you know, growing and developing and, you know, evolving. And it's, you know, it was quite an amazing year. But this year, and I just feel like it's time to care for ourselves. Like, it's really time to just, you know, stop the whining and stop all the judgment and stop all the things that we're doing to ourselves that are really self-defeating.
Yeah. And I think one of the things that's so important right now to acknowledge is that we're okay. We're healed, we're whole, and we're healthy. And if we can just take a moment and give that the opportunity to begin to manifest in our life, it's already there. But all the whining that we're doing and all the still searching for healing and fixing and all of that just keeps it from manifesting.
Yeah, it's true. I mean, and, you know, we spend a lot of time trying to control things and manipulate things because we think we're broken or we need to be fixed. We need to be healed. You know, a lot of it just comes from that self-acceptance that we, you know, that we need to work on. Right.
Right.
So it is fascinating. I think, you know, the more work we've done, but I think the more work we get into this year, the more we, you know, kind of dive in and open up. I mean, we are perfect, and that's where self-care kind of comes in. And I know we've talked about this before because, you know, you've talked about the things that you do that you don't really see as necessarily loving yourself, like getting massages and doing all the things, but you know, it really is. It's just different. I mean, it's our different definitions of, you know, what we want. And, you know, a friend was saying, you know, what do you want for your birthday? Do you want to go out and get a manicure, pedicure? You know, and I'm like, that's interesting thought. I don't know what I mean. So it's like, I never know. Like, I don't treat myself to things. And except a cruise that's coming up.
And we can get plenty of manicures and pedicures on that.
There you go. Definitely we'll need to.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, I mean, I get that. And, you know, for me, self-care is in looking. We've set up behaviors regardless. I mean, I know what I need to do to be healthy and for my body to be healthy. But changing those behaviors sometimes become really challenging. But if I was really into self-care, if I was really grounded and I was really loving myself and into self-care, there are certain things that I wouldn't do. And then afterwards, I certainly wouldn't judge myself just because I did something. But there are a lot of things that I know that are really unhealthy for me.
Right.
And so in my journey to self-care this year, you know, I'm just acknowledging those and not maybe beating myself up like I have, but just acknowledging them, because it does cause aches and pains in my body. Like certain things I know are not good for me, and I know sugar. And so I'm really making a conscious choice, and that's it. You know, it's all about choices. But if we're not present, if we're not grounded, we don't often see the choices. That's when we get all caught up.
For sure. You know, I was really sort of proud of myself last night. Not sort of. I was very proud of myself last night, because I've been in a workshop since Friday afternoon. And it was like Friday afternoon on into the evening, all day Saturday with no break, and all day Sunday with no break. And by the time I got home last night, I was exhausted, had a lot of other stuff going on. I was running a lot of my own stuff. And I was facing a challenge that one of my friends had invited me to come to another city, you know, about an hour away today. And a bunch of girls had a slumber party last night over there. And so she wanted me to come and play, you know. One of the girls was a yoga teacher, so she was going to do a little yoga class for everybody that was there this morning, and et cetera, et cetera. And she said, you know, it's like not a big deal. You can do your radio show from my house, which meant bringing all my stuff, you know, to do the radio show, you know, computer, headset, all that kind of thing. And then, I don't know, by the time, by about 7 o'clock or 8 o'clock last night, the thought of doing that today was absolutely overwhelming. And normally I would have just pushed on through that and gotten up early and gotten dressed and packed up everything I needed and headed to Blue Ridge. But last night I realized, whoa, that's not honoring myself. Right. I really need some downtime. And so I texted her. I said, I'm really sorry. You know, I love you guys, and I would love to come for this. And it would be great to see, you know, old friends and whatever. But I just can't do it. And I left it at that.
Nice.
And went to bed and got up this morning. I've had this whole morning until now all just able to just relax and do nothing, just be.
Nice.
Yeah.
And I think it's, you know, it is something that we have to be very conscious of. And I think we really just, it's an ongoing process, but, you know, and I think I really agree with it, what Eric said about, you know, being present, being grounded. And that's when we can really truly make choices. But, you know, we just get caught up, right? We get caught up. And yeah, like we have to be able to, we have, one of the big things I think for women is learning how to say no.
Yeah.
Right.
Exactly.
I think that's a huge issue. And yeah, I mean, that's a big thing. I think we just, I don't know. It's just like, we just need to be seeing that we have choices to make, conscious choices. And I think the only way to do that is if we're really, really present.
Yeah, and another piece of that I've become more aware of late is that as we get on this path towards, you know, consciousness growth and evolution and self-love and all of those things that we're all working on, or you wouldn't be listening to this radio show, we are more sensitive to stuff that we wouldn't have been so sensitive to in the past, things that are not in our highest good that we might have just, by not being fully present and conscious, might have just not noticed and stepped right on in it anyway.
Right.
You know, things like other people's energies or even the energy of stuff that isn't in alignment with our truth. And one of the things that I'm realizing is that more and more, if you're committed to this path of being all that you can be, then it's really important that you keep your energy clean. And you can't do that unless you're fully present and fully conscious and inside your body.
Exactly. And you had an experience where, you know, that came up around grief. Now, mm-hmm. we'll talk about that when we come back from break. But, you know, these are the things that I think that when you set an intention, you know, things come up that we are, that are here for us to take a look at how we respond, react to different situations so that we can allow ourselves to evolve so that we can set into that energy that we are trying to create. And I think that that's where a lot of times we go askew. And so I think, you know, what happened yesterday for me was really a very huge kind of Mercury retrograde day. Like, yeah. And it just kept going on and on. I'm like, what? Oh, but you know, it's how I respond to certain things mm-hmm. when that comes up. And it's not like it's the first time it's come up, because that's a big deal for me when my site goes down. And it ended up being, you know, something relatively simple to correct. I just had to call and talk to the right people. But why it happened is the confusing part. It had something to do with the work I was doing on the site, but it had more to do with what was going on with their format, like the way it was set up. Somehow mm-hmm. things were being deleted that I didn't push delete on anything. In fact, yeah. I hadn't even clicked on it. So they just were disappearing, and then I'd have to go back. Anyway, so interesting things. But it's just, I think that's part of this journey, is once we set intentions, things will come up to assist us. All right, we're going to go to break. You are listening to News for the Heart with Jean Adrian and Lori Houston, and we'll be right back. Hi, I'm Lori Houston, and I have a great show on bmajor.org called News for the Heart. I'm an intuitive counselor, coach, and teacher with professional qualifications and certifications, as well as natural clairsentient and claircognizant abilities. I've been on my spiritual path for over 20 years, and during that time have acquired, through extensive studies, teachings, and sacred texts, over 30 different healing modalities, which are continuously being added to, as life is an ongoing journey. My passion is on relationships, limiting beliefs, energy that is blocking you, and awakening consciousness as we become more heart-centered. You can find out more about me at my website, intuitivesoul.com, or call me at my toll-free number, 1-855-444-SOUL. That's 1-855-444-7685, and I'd be honored to connect with you. Let's get to the heart of what matters. Do you want to become more empowered, connected with your core, guided by your heart and soul's purpose, be more balanced, and have more mindfulness? Are you searching for the answers, wanting to understand your relationships better, why your intimate relationships, friends, family, and even work colleagues can impact your quality of life? How your relationships interfere with your business, career opportunities, and even starting your own business? I'm Lori Houston. I have a free weekly advice column with bmajor.org called Heart Lessons. Our hearts have the power to free us from pain and the struggle that keep us from awakening to our true essence. You can send me your questions, or for more personal guidance, contact me at intuitivesoul.com or call me at my toll-free number, 1-855-444-SOUL. That's 1-855-444-7685. And let's get to the heart of what matters to see your heart lessons.
Want to know where you can hear Lori Houston's News for the Heart? Well, that's easy. You can tune in to Lori via Clear Channel's iHeartRadio, Spreaker, Blog Talk Radio, iTunes, and at bmajor.org. Now, back to Lori Houston and News from the Heart.
And welcome back. You are listening to News for the Heart with Jean Adrian and Lori Houston. You can find out more about Jean if you go to her website, jeanadrian.com. You can find out about our teleclass and book if you go to realitiesofcreation.com. If you want more information about myself, you can go to intuitivesoul.com. And Jean and I, because we are now doing a live show, and what's the station that it's on?
It is on healthylife.net.
healthylife.net. Once a month, we'll start doing readings again. So for all of you that have been our avid listeners, please join us. It'll be the first Monday, the first Thursday at 4 p.m. Eastern Time every month. And we're going to offer our special again. So anybody who's interested in getting a more personal reading and clearing, you can connect with us. You can call my 800 number. It's all on the website, but it's 855-444-SOUL. That's 855-444-7685. Or you can just go to our websites and email us saying that you want the half-hour special, because we don't offer half-hour on our websites. And it's only $75. So take advantage of that, especially as we have come into a new year and we're moving the energies and we're coming into February, which is love month. So you want to take advantage of the energies now so that you're nice and clear and you're totally ready for our spring equinox, which, when things really start moving quickly. So right before the break, we started talking about, you know, some of the things that have been happening as we make an intention for self-love. And Jean, you had a little bit of a interesting experience.
Yeah. So I was in a workshop this weekend, and one of the topics that came up yesterday was a whole chapter in this book, was about handling grief. And as we began to talk about ways to support people in dealing with grief, what ended up happening was it started triggering a lot of grief stuff for me, which was, it really caught me off guard. And the stuff that came up as I'm sitting there listening to the teacher teach and all the discussion that's going on was just, you know, was out of left field and bizarre. You know, the obvious stuff was the grief over the recent passing of my son-in-law. But that really wasn't what was getting triggered. What was getting triggered for me was grief over missed opportunities, over the things that I had been wanting to create in my life that hadn't happened, over losses. And some of them were silly losses. Like, one of the things that really got me all wound up was one of the cabins. I live in a little neighborhood area on top of a mountain. There's four cabins. I'm the only one that's there full time. The rest are vacation homes. And the woman sort of down the hill, the first one you come to as you come up the mountain, has just been irritating beyond all recognition for the last 10 years. And her cabin finally sold, and she's up here this weekend. I mean, she's left now, but she's up here this weekend cleaning out her personal stuff, you know, and to be gone forever. And for some reason, that was triggering grief. Hmm. And I'm like, really? I don't even like this woman. You know, what is this all about? And I realized that, you know, we tend to grieve over anything, any kind of change can trigger it. It doesn't have to be a death or a divorce or the loss of a job. It's insidious how it can sneak up on you. And if you're not taking care of yourself and in your body, can throw you for a loop.
Yeah. And, you know, grief is one of those emotions that we really don't like to get our hands in. Like, it's one of those things that when it comes up, we very much like to distract ourselves with all sorts of different things. Mm. And I think, you know, one of the things that we talked about is that we'll do a clearing around grief, because it really is a big thing. But, you know, missed opportunities. Those are the woulda, coulda, shouldas that we all kind of get caught up in. And, you know, it's kind of important to, you know, that our ego doesn't get too caught up in it. But we really, you know, we really kind of pull ourselves into this. And, you know, it's, yeah, I mean, it's just one of those things that we really, I guess, need to have more consciousness around so that we can see what we're distracting ourselves with, what we're, you know, holding ourselves back with.
Oh, yeah. You know, and I guess another, I guess, facet of what was just spiraling me down yesterday was a different piece of it was unrealized dreams. Hmm. You know?
Yeah.
You know, the big pipe dreams that just never quite manifested.
Yeah. And that's, you know, that's hard when we get into that space, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
So let's do some clearing around that.
Okay. Yeah. Because, you know, I mean, I think it's especially important for anyone who's listening to this and who is moving into all of the stuff we've been talking about for the last few shows with respect to clearing away stuff that doesn't serve anymore and making intentions. Because some of the stuff that needs to be cleared away are those intentions from past years that never got realized. And that might be lurking, you know, back in the background. Going, ooh, I'm going to pounce on you when you least expect it. So, yeah. So let's just take a minute and let's sort of surrender into this. And drop down into your heart space. Locate in your heart areas that feel like grief, or maybe they just feel different and you can't put a finger on it and call it grief. And let's just ask for help and letting that everything that that feels like grief or might be grief going under another name be cleared away. And the first card I pulled was the Source card, and it says self-sabotage. So I think we tend to hold on to this stuff and not let it go and not process it and not take care of ourselves as a way of sabotaging our own transformation. And then I pulled another card to get more clarity on that, and the actual source on this is birth. So I think that the grief actually goes back to our birth. And, you know, I'm going to pull a setup card, two setup cards on this, but, you know, the first thing that comes to my mind when I see that is the grief about actually leaving spirit and coming into a form, you know, onto this planet. So let's see what two setup cards we're dealing with. Oh boy. So loved one taken away. And suicide. Mm. So separation is really what we're talking about here. You know, that we're separated from the God of our heart, the God of our understanding, whatever that means to you. And we feel like we just killed ourselves by stepping into a body and taking on this form and coming down here onto this planet where we thought it was going to be all fun and games, and what we ended up doing was stepping into a prison suit. And the soul reaction card, the yellow card, is shame and humiliation. That's how it makes us feel. And the stuck belief, the blue card, let's just shuffle that up and pull a blue card. This one is the one. The belief is I am broken. So let's clear this so that we can let go of holding on to old grief, realized and unrealized. All right, I'm going to pull three of the green cards, which are the clearing cards. So that one, that one, and that one. Okay, so the first one I pulled says to call in an angel and ask for help. And the angel that I'm seeing right now is the Archangel Gabriel. So let's have each of us take a moment and call in Archangel Gabriel and ask Archangel Gabriel to help us to locate the grief and help and ask Archangel Michael to help us to transform that grief into love, into an energy that serves us, self-love, so that we can take care of ourselves. And then go back in time and find yourself, brand new baby you, just born, who's sitting there going, oh my God, what was I thinking? And I want you to pick that baby up, that little baby boy or little baby girl, and I want you to take baby you and walk into the beautiful violet flame of transformation and allow the violet flame to burn away all the grief, the disappointment, the sadness, the fear, anything you felt at the time of your birth that you're still holding on to in your heart. Just let it all be burned away from baby you and from big old grown-up you. And then finally, the third card that I pull says to kneel in surrender to spirit and ask that you be cleansed totally from all energies of grief, all unprocessed grief. Just let it be washed away from you by the light. Beautiful. That feels good. And we get blessings for doing this work. So I'm going to pull three of the violet cards, the angel blessing cards. And the first one says, release from overwhelm. The second one says, courage to follow your heart's command. And the final card says, renewed faith in yourself. And it's gratitude that owns every clearing. So just take a moment, give thanks to your angels, your teachers, and your guides, and to Archangel Gabriel for taking away the pain that you hadn't processed before. All right. Nice. And you guys know that if you go on my website and just sign up for my newsletter, you can get a link that will take you to the online version of these InnerSpeak cards. So you can do this work for yourself, all by yourself in the privacy of your home on your own computer.
Perfect. So near the end, while you were doing all the rest of the blessings and stuff, I just pulled a few cards just to see what the focus is now.
Cool.
And it's really all about, you know, moving forward and making and allowing those, you know, the changes that are within us to kind of give us the momentum to move forward. And it's all around abundance and love. And it could be romantic love. It could be it could be love for self. But it's all around love. So just allow that love to sort of embrace you. And you know, there are things that sort of happen that will create stress. That you know that you kind of, you know, you're wondering whether it's truth or whether it's something else. And what I'm getting is, you know, the moon, that beautiful energy of the moon, you know, it's very emotional, but it also allows us to, you know, to continue on that path where at night when it's dark and the moon is shining, I mean, it still illuminates a way, and the moon is, you know, a reflection of the sun. So just allow them, you know, to continue on with your intentions, to continue on this journey that you're on, and not to, I guess, not to give up, like not to think that, you know, we kind of get a little bit of apathy and we kind of get frustrated and things kind of happen. And so this is kind of a reminder just to, you know, just continue on, like just go forward, and it will brighten up, like everything will go. It was funny, last week I got a fortune cookie that was, don't give up, the best is yet to come.
Oh.
And I keep it on my computer because I want to, you know, to to have that, you know, that belief, that, that knowing that, you know, it doesn't matter what happens. We're all in this perfect alignment and this perfect harmony. And we just need to, you know, to continue on the path and, you know, support, get people to be there with you and for you and, you know, go on it together. Like, don't feel that you're on this all by yourself. And I think that's one of the, you know, one of the bigger problems is that we, especially if you're self-employed, we tend to do a lot of things on our own. We tend to find, I mean, we kind of grew, if you grew up in North America, you're very independent. We don't like to be dependent. In fact, dependency kind of has a bad word to it, but support is very different. We're not alone, and we tend to think that we are. So move forward, know that you're moving into abundance and love, and just know that that is what the universe is. Like, that's like the definition of source energy. It is abundance and love. I mean, abundance is everywhere. We tend to think it's, you know, it can only be measured with the dollar sign, but that has nothing to do with it. Everything is abundance. I was listening to an amazing meditation by Emmanuel Dagger on, you know, the four steps to wealth. And he really talks about, you know, what your passion is and, you know, to follow your passion, not the money. But he had an interesting thing at the beginning talking about, you know, we've all heard money is energy, but it kind of did an interesting twist about, you know, taking that and how can we serve money? Like, if money's an energy that we desire, that we love, like, how can we serve money? Like, how can we serve that energy? What can we do? And to think just from different perspectives. And I think it's quite an amazing kind of turn for you to sort of start thinking about it that way.
How do you feel now?
Good.
Me too. I feel better.
Yeah. I think the clearing was a nice little release there. So, where do we go from here?
New moon.
The what? The new moon?
The new moon.
It's coming up. Yes.
Yeah, tomorrow.
Is it tomorrow or the 21st?
21st is when Mercury goes retrograde. Tomorrow is the new moon.
Okay. All right.
Usually know a lot more about that stuff than I do, and I have not met with my astrologer this month yet. We're doing that tomorrow, so I don't have a clue what we're heading into.
Well, what we're heading into is the moon. The new moon is in Aquarius.
Okay.
And so we're starting off this first new moon of the year at 0 degrees of Aquarius. And then next month, and I believe might be February 19th, we actually have another new moon in Aquarius, and it's the exact opposite. It could be the 19th. I can't remember, but it's the exact opposite. It's like at 59.59. It's like 3 minutes before the sun moves into Pisces.
Wow.
So we're starting at a new beginning in Aquarius, Aquarius is the friendship sign. It's the universal love sign. So we're starting at a very new beginning all on Aquarius. And then it's kind of like the eclipses and stuff, like whatever has been happening for the last 6 months or so, we're definitely coming to like a conclusion. So it's interesting because I don't know that it's ever happened quite like that before, but it's kind of a unique turn of events for the Aquarius energy, and I'm an Aquarius, so I'm kind of excited about it, but. All right, we're going to go to our next break. You are listening to News for the Heart with Jean Adrian. You can find out more about Jean if you go to her website, jeanadrian.com. You can go to Realities of Creation and find out more about our teleclass. And if you want more information about me, go to intuitivesoul.com. We are getting to the heart of what matters, and we'll be right back. Hi, I'm Lori Houston, and I have a great show on bmajor.org called News for the Heart. I'm an intuitive counselor, coach, and teacher with professional qualifications and certifications. as well as natural clairsentient and claircognizant abilities. I've been on my spiritual path for over 20 years, and during that time have acquired through extensive studies, teachings, and sacred texts, over 30 different healing modalities, which are continuously being added to, as life is an ongoing journey. My passion is on relationships, limiting beliefs, energy that is blocking you, and awakening consciousness as we become more heart-centered. You can find out more about me at my website, intuitivesoul.com, or call me at my toll-free number, 1-855-444-SOUL. That's 1-855-444-7685, and I'd be honored to connect with you. Let's get to the heart of what matters. Do you want to become more empowered, connected with your core, guided by your heart and soul's purpose, be more balanced, and have more mindfulness? Are you searching for the answers, wanting to understand your relationships better, why your intimate relationships, friends, family, and even work colleagues can impact your quality of life? How your relationships interfere with your business, career opportunities, and even starting your own business? I'm Lori Houston. I have a free weekly advice column with BeMajor.org called Heart Lessons. Our hearts have the power to free us from pain and the struggle that keep us from awakening to our true essence. You can send me your questions or for more personal guidance, contact me at intuitivesoul.com or call me at my toll-free number 1-855-444-SOUL. That's 1-855-444-7685. And let's get to the heart of what matters to see your heart lessons.
Want to know where you can hear Lori Houston's News for the Heart? Well, that's easy. You can tune in to Lori via Clear Channel's iHeartRadio, Spreaker, Blog Talk Radio, iTunes, and at bmajor.org. Now, back to Lori Houston and News from the Heart.
Welcome back. This is News for the Heart, and we've been getting to the heart of what matters. We've been talking about, you know, kind of the fallout of creating our intentions and how to sort of really step into self-care and self-love. And we have Jean Adrian with us. And if you want more information about Jean, go to her website, jeanadrian.com. There's 10 fabulous women that are about to start a teleclass beginning middle of February that's on realities of creation. And Jean will be starting it all off. So check us out there. And we sort of ended the session talking about the new moon. And I wanted to get a little bit more information. Basically, what's happening this week is we have the sun moves into Aquarius on the 20th. Yeah, the 21st. And then so we'll have Mercury. Oh, yeah, it has to be because that's why the new moon. So the new moon is going to be in Aquarius on the 20th tomorrow.
Yeah.
And the sun's going into Aquarius, Venus is in Aquarius, and Mars will be in Pisces. So all around a very similar energy. Mercury will actually retrograde, on the 21st. And it's going to stay in Aquarius the entire time. So it will be from the 21st to the 11th. And, you know, Aquarius being an air sign, communication will be interesting. Actually, I believe all of the Mercury's retrogrades this year are going to be in air signs. So that's an interesting note too.
That is interesting.
Yeah. They're all going to be in air signs. And they say, you know, especially with a lot of Aquarius energy, because we're kind of quirky, but it's also the sign for universal love. So it should be interesting. This is supposed to be a very positive time. Yesterday again was my Mercury day of Mercury retrograde from hell. But I mean, the new moon is about divine harmony. It's about, you know, we'll have the ability to, you know, break free from all the past stuff, the addictions, the impulsivity, restlessness. And so it's really about, you know, moving into a place of more grace. And so with the support of the other planets also in Aquarius and the sun, I mean, it's really going to shine some lights on everything that's happening. And I think it's, you know, it's a very positive thing. And then again, in February, it's like the 18th. I think that's early for the sun to go into Pisces, but it's like 3 minutes before we go in, the sun enters Pisces, we have the final one. But it's like it's setting whatever tensions we set, just get really clear in that month, because they're both going to be, and it's usually actually, it's about a 6 week period that the new moon energy will be in Aquarius. So really, this is kind of your opportunity to really look at self-love. I think that will be the theme, is that since it's about universal love, I mean, it's really just allowing that love and grace to come into our lives. So it's kind of like pushing us towards that whole energy and vibration.
So you're in your solar return time right now too, right?
I'm getting there. Yeah.
So it's what are the solar return sort of energies? I mean, you know, there's a whole school of thought about, you know, the 24 hours prior to your actual birth time.
Yeah, there's actually, it's usually about a 2 day span.
Yeah.
Yeah. I haven't quite reached it yet, but it's coming.
Yeah. So what kinds of things are you going to do?
Well, I had a friend who offered to, you know, take me out and we'd do something. We're going to spend the day together. It should be fun. We're just doing girl stuff. So mm-hmm. it'll be a nice day. I'm looking forward to that. I usually like to take a really good look at what's happening with my solar return, because, you know, the solar return is interesting. I mean, obviously I'd love to be somewhere else. That they often recommend that if you're in a new area, that it also shifts your chart quite a bit. But that's not going to happen this year. So we're going to set that intention for next year.
that kind of bothers me a little bit. I mean, I know the whole theory behind that, but I often wonder, you know, this whole thing about be careful what you ask for, cause you might get it, mm-hmm. you know? And so when you go messing around with shifting your chart, what are you shifting yourself into that you might not be aware of, you know?
Well, you can always take a boo, take a look.
Yeah.
Right? Like, that's what I would probably do, just to see. Like, there are certain places that are good for me. Actually, financially, Toronto, New York, that spectrum is actually very good for me.
Mm-hmm.
So, but there are other things like that, you know, that I would also like to bring into my life that, you know, that it's not addressed. So, you know, it's just, I guess it's being open. I mean, it's an opportunity to just, you know, look at what will shift and what can, you know, we can have some fun and play with it. It's, you know, you'd have to go far enough away that, you know, the sky would look different, like Europe or, you know, something completely different for the energy to really change. But it's kind of a fun thing to do. To shift it. I mean, it does the same thing if you start the new year, but the solar return is usually, I mean, mine are so close together that I always think of them as the same thing anyway, but the mm-hmm. solar return, I mean, it looks at how far certain planets have revolved around and, you know, where your sun is now, where your moon, like it changes your chart slightly. It's interesting. I find it fascinating. I wish I knew more about astrology, but I certainly have dabbled in it long enough that I kind of have the you know, the bits of it kind of down pat. So I always look at that. I usually do a reading for myself, you know, just to see what, you know, what can happen. I have fun with it. I try to play with it as much as possible.
Cool. So I need to figure out for mine, because mine, you know, mine's coming up the month after yours. I need to figure out if I want to manifest romance for myself this year, where do I need to be in order to optimize the potential for romance?
Mm.
Huh.
Hmm.
So I guess I would need to go pull an astrocartography and find where Venus would be.
Venus, I mean, that's one way for sure. I mean, you know, it's interesting. It's an interesting concept because one, I mean, there's a progression that the chart goes through as you age. So it's already in a different place than it was when you were born. So that's why the solar return is so interesting. But so there's a solar return, but there's also, you know, where have your planets progressed? And some of that will only happen if you're doing a very specific, you know exactly when you were born, the time. And then you can play with that if you wanted to go to find out if there's places you could be for romance to mm-hmm. heighten. Although, you know, we've done enough to play and to, I mean, I honestly think it's more about the playtime than it is about anything else. I think especially when it comes to romance, it's funny because this past year, I was so confident that I was going to meet somebody. And, you know, it's kind of funny because I don't leave my house all that much. So
yeah, me either.
Yeah. So it's like, I'm not quite sure how I thought this would happen, but I just was so clear. And so I have something coming up this Wednesday that a friend of mine had been trying to set up for a long time. And I hadn't really listened to him. And I hadn't listened to him at all, actually, because I kind of misunderstood what he was telling me. And it, just the one day he was here and he started talking about him again. And I checked on his LinkedIn and I went, oh, this is who you've been trying? Okay. So then it's taken like 4 months because he didn't go into his LinkedIn or anything. And so it took a long time before it sort of happened, but it's now happening. And I just, once I saw his picture, I just had a feeling that this could be a good possibility for me. So I guess I've
good
just
luck
been
with that.
Mm-hmm, I think I've just been patient. Present. Instead yeah. of trying to make something happen, like I just let it unfold.
Yeah.
And, you know, we'll see.
All right.
Yeah, we'll see.
That's very cool. Mm. Very, very cool. Yeah.
So I think, you know, with all of this, I mean, the stars don't tell us exact things. They kind of hint at, like Mercury retrograde, the trickster planet, that things can shift. But I mean, it's kind of like opportunities and to look for those opportunities. So that's why I like to look at my chart. I like to know where, you know, Jupiter is in my chart. I like to know where, you know, where Venus is now in my chart. Like I have Venus in Aquarius right now. So, not for much longer, but I have it for there for a little bit. So it's just little things that, you know, I like to know where they are. And then I like to know the progress of it and the transits of it. And so I do think it's fascinating. I don't, you know, I think I help myself, but right now I'm really pushing the choice opportunity in that I have choices. We have choices, and the more conscious we are, you know, the healthier and happier those choices can be. So I've really started, you know, pushing that. It's about choices. And then, you know, because Love Month is coming up, I've been thinking my blog is going to be about, you know, the dreaming, holding that dream, holding that vision, and just, you know, really focusing instead of the who, which we usually do, just on how we want to feel.
Yeah. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Be loved.
Yeah. It's just, you know, and play in that. Instead of getting so serious, we usually get so serious, right?
Yes.
And that's the hard part, is that we get way too serious about all of this stuff. So just playing. Play.
Exactly. Yeah. And, you know, and I think one of the things I'm focusing on now as far as self-care is concerned is I'm focusing on opening up to new channels of creativity. Mm. I took another art class weekend before last.
You're really good. You know, like the pictures that you post, I mean, they're beautiful.
Thank you. And this one was called Oils versus Acrylics. I'd never messed with oil painting before. Uh-huh. It's always been acrylics, which is very forgiving and kind of easy, you know. And I really liked oil.
Mm.
Whoa, that's really kind of cool. But I'm taking another class tomorrow on landscapes, beginning landscapes. And I'm just trying to keep creative flow going for myself, because that's a piece of self-care that I hadn't looked at before. You know, keeping those creative juices flowing.
Right.
So they don't get stagnant.
Well, I think our creativity is so important. I mean, from our highest expression of our mind is creativity. And you know, we usually use it stuck in all the muck, right?
Yeah, exactly. Creating everything we don't want.
Well, yeah, I mean, because we're not present. And, you know, I love working with pastels. I need to go get some new pastels, and I just play with them. But, and again, it's about playing. Like, we need to lighten up. This needs to be a lighter energy year. We need to be Yes. more forgiving. We need to, you know, we just need to lighten up and have fun and just enjoy ourselves instead of making everything so serious, because I think we just get too caught up in everything serious.
Yeah, I mean, you know, and for sure, last year was all about that.
Yeah.
It was like, you know, you've got to do it this year. You've got to clear away the things. You've got to focus on ascension and consciousness and, you know, and enough of that.
Yeah. Yeah.
So are you going to go get yourself some pastels for your birthday present for yourself?
Ooh, that might be an idea.
I think so.
I have been looking at them, and there was a sale at one point, and I was like, oh, you got to go. And I just never did. So yeah, I want to get some pastels. For me, it's all about the feel. So when I put it on, then I get my hands involved. And I like blurring, and I like, you know, using my fingers and my hands to play with the pastels. So that's, and you know, it gets a little bit messier when it's acrylics or oils.
Mm-hmm.
Just a little.
Yeah, but you know what? I find that I can get in there with my fingers and mess with that too.
Do you?
Yeah, I did. Of course, I came out just covered in paint afterwards. But it that tactile thing actually helped me to get to express exactly what I wanted. So I did it anyway.
Well, that's perfect. That's the whole thing. We need to find things that help us play.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's great. So I think that's our thing about self-care and self-love. And I think the more we focus on what it is that we're wanting. I had a friend who was just, you know, was just going through some just very negative energy and kept saying, what do you want? Like, she was so unclear, and it's like, you know, the relationship that you're wanting, you're focusing on the who.
Mm-hmm.
And the who may not ever be what you want. So instead of focusing on the who, focus on what it is. Like, focus on the qualities, focus on the things that you're wanting within your life, and let that be your guide. And when you fall into the anxiety, just shift that. But I mean, I think it's just that we get just so caught up, and we really need to just let go and play.
It's so funny you're talking about focusing on the who and relationships and that. And I thought, well, I would take Roger Daltrey or Peter Townsend.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's great. Perfect.
Sorry.
Yeah. Okay, so that goes against everything I just said. But yes.
I erased that one.
But you could look at the qualities maybe, or how those people make you feel, and
exactly,
play with that.
Exactly.
And maybe playful, paint that.
Playful. Think about it. You know, Tommy.
Right.
And, you know, the kids are all right. And, you know, it was playful stuff.
Right.
Some of it's a little bit dark, but, you know. I guess I have my Neptune is there. I have a little bit of that dark stuff going on anyway. So, yeah. So maybe I wasn't that far off after all.
There you go. All right. Well, This has been a great show. Thanks, Jean.
Thank you, Laurie.
We've been listening to News for the Heart. You can connect with Jean if you go to her website, jeanadrian.com. You can connect with 10 fabulous women that is starting
nine women and a man.
Oh, is it? And I keep saying,
we got a man this time.
Oh, we got a man. Wow. We've got the token male.
Uh-huh.
Awesome. So nine amazing women and a man at realitiesofcreation.com. And if you want more information about me, go to intuitivesoul.com. We have been getting to the heart of what matters. Thank you.
Have a question for Lori and want to be on the next News from the Heart show? Drop us a line via instantfeedback@bmajor.org. News from the Heart is brought to you by Intuitive Soul and is produced by Major Radio for Clear Channel's iHeartRadio and bmajor.org.